Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to continue our special series on the Newport Music Festival. And the festival is going to be having a fall mini festival on October 12th, 13th, and 14th. So coming up in tomorrow and the next day and the day after, we've so far heard from Charlie Albright, which will be appearing tomorrow, October 12th. And then we also heard from Boyd Meets Girl, which will be on Wednesday night. So that only leaves the Tuesday night special event, and that's the Neve Trio. And with me tonight, representing the trio, is Misha. See if I get your last name right, Misha. It's Veselov.
That's exactly right.
I'm impressed with myself. Well, welcome to the program, Misha. And
thank you.
It's going to be a pleasure for everyone at the festival to finally hear some live music, those lucky people that have tickets. It's going to be held at the Chandler on Cliff Walk in Newport. And I think tickets might be sold out, but if the audience is listening and they want to make sure, go to newportmusic.org, and you can get all the information about the concerts. Misha, let's find out a little bit about the trio and yourself. Let's start off with you. We are Zooming, as we have been for these last several months, with our guests. Where are you Zooming from?
I'm Zooming from Lawrence, Massachusetts. We're based in Massachusetts, not that far away from you guys.
Yeah, from Mass. You're one of the closest ones we've had. So we're only social distanced by about 50 miles or so.
Yeah, not that bad. Exactly.
But Lawrence, Massachusetts is your home base, and from there you get to travel in the past around the world doing different things. Let's start with you as an individual versus the trio, since you're the guest, and find out, where did this all start for you? Are you not from Lawrence originally?
That's right. I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Russia, and I came to Boston, I think about 12 years ago for grad school, and that's where I met Anna. We actually, our home base is Longy School of Music, or Bard College, which is right in Harvard Square in Cambridge. That's where we rehearse and teach and perform a lot, and our pianist Ari, she lives in Cambridge. So anyway, I met Anna, our violinist, and she's actually my wife. We met there at grad school 12 years ago, and we right away were put together in the chamber group, and we just connected right away. We felt like we have similar values musically and otherwise too, so we were playing in a few chamber groups before we decided to start a trio.
How did you get into coming to Boston for music?
My teacher back in Moscow, my wonderful teacher there, Maria Juravlova, she taught at a festival here near Boston, and she brought a few of her students every summer, and I loved Boston area. It seems a lot like home in terms of beautiful nature and weather and things like that. But also, I absolutely love people, and I found a wonderful teacher who I wanted to study with. And since then, I always wanted to come to Longy and get my graduate degree here.
Okay, and the instrument is the cello for you, correct?
That's right. Sorry, I forgot to mention it. It's a cello. Yes.
That's all right. You started off playing the cello at what age?
Oh gosh, cello started at 10, which is actually considered late, at least in Russia. I don't know, but I started piano when I was very little. I was three when I started piano, and then at 10 I switched to cello. I always was attracted to the beautiful sound and quality of sound and things like that. So at 10 I decided myself that I wanted to do cello. My parents were very supportive of that idea.
And the trio consists of you playing the cello and the other two playing?
So Anna, Anna Williams, she plays violin, and she's the one who's actually Bostonian, so she's sort of home, you know, here in Massachusetts. And Eri Nakamura, she's originally from Hiroshima, Japan, and she's a pianist.
Wow, so you've covered the whole world. You're kind of meeting in the middle,
exactly.
Almost.
Exactly.
Now, travels for the group, we'll get into that, and some of the many recordings that you have, we'll talk about that. But let's get to the first piece of music. What do you have for us?
We have a trio by Louis Farrenc, Opus 33, and we're going to have first movement. And that's actually a recording. This is a piece from our most recent recording, Her Voice.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that in its entirety and then take a short break and be back.
Thank you.
The Newport Music Festival's special fall mini-series is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to have a special guest, the Neve Trio. And Misha is representing the trio. Talked a little bit about his background, coming from St. Petersburg, Russia. And the trio will be performing on Tuesday night, the 11th, at the Chandler in Newport on Cliff Walk. If you haven't been to the Chandler, it's an amazing, amazing place. And Misha, have you visited the Chandler before or the Cliff Walk?
We definitely went to Cliff Walk quite a few weekends this summer, especially, you know, when we're all stuck inside, having this beautiful outdoor walk on the ocean, such a heaven-like place. So yeah, we love that place, absolutely.
Yeah, the Chandler is a beautiful building. And so it'll be a wonderful series. It's going to be Charlie Albright on Monday night, the Neve Trio on Tuesday night, and Boyd Meets Girl on Wednesday. It's a little mini-series. If you'd like information, go to the Newport Music website, which is real tough to remember. It's newportmusic.org. There you go. Speaking about websites and so forth, does the trio have availability of websites and purchasing CDs?
Absolutely. So you can go to nevetrio.com, which is nevetrio.com, and you will find everything about our upcoming concerts and listen to some videos. And also you can have links to all these streaming platforms for our CDs. You can also go to shandos.net and find all the CDs there.
Excellent. Now, I'm a singer, so you make people like me jealous because we can't perform yet. But as a cellist and as a trio, you are performing, and do you have other performances coming up in the near future?
Well, it's such a precious opportunity to be able to perform, and we value it more than ever right now. So Newport is doing incredible things for us as well as performers. We're also in residence at the Longy School of Music and have a few concerts there throughout the year. And we do some live stream performances, recording the concerts and then sending it to presenters to share with their audiences. So we're doing our best. We also had this incredible experience in upstate New York at PS 21, doing this installation piece with this incredible artist, David Michalik, and dancers. So we're trying to be creative, but it's different than we planned for this year. I'm sure like everybody else, we have to make adjustments, but we really treasure opportunity to perform for live audience.
Right.
In Newport.
Yeah, as all performers do, the few that they're able to do, they're really it's brings home the fact that you never know. None of us probably thought last February that our whole schedule would be canceled and changed and moved around, and you're wondering if you'll ever be able to be in the same situation again. But it looks like we'll get back there. But Newport Music Festival is making it a little bit easier and bringing some wonderful music to the people in the area. Let's get back to your music, and what do you have for us next?
So the next piece is going to be a second movement from Amy Beach's trio Opus 150, which is also on our album Her Voice, and it's one of the pieces we're actually going to play on Tuesday in Newport. Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by the Neve Trio. And Misha, I'm going to ask you to get to this next piece quickly so we can get it in before the next break. Tell us what it is.
This is the first movement of Rebecca Clark's trio, written in 1921.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Neve Trio.
Thank you.
the Newport Music Festival, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been listening to music from the Neve Trio, and Misha is representing the trio tonight. He's here to explain what's happening at the Newport Music Festival this week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night is going to be Charlie Albright at the Chandler at Cliffwalk, and then on Tuesday night will be the Neve Trio, and on Wednesday, Boyd Meets Girl. And WCRI has been pleased to get all three of these groups on the air and talking about what's going to be happening. And Misha, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us and explaining the music that you're going to be playing, and wishing you all the best, certainly, during this very brief series. It's going to be
Thank you so much for having me. I was so looking forward to playing in Newport. Always love doing that.
Well, it's going to be great for the people that have the opportunity to see you. If you'd like information about the series, go to newportmusic.org. And if you'd like information about the Neve Trio, you can go to Neve Trio.
That's right, .com.
.com. That's pretty simple, too. It's N-E-A-V-E, Neve, like Leave, Trio. And once again, we have a couple pieces of music to try to squeeze in here before the end of our program. Tell us what we're going to hear.
So this is Four Seasons by Astor Piazzolla, and we're going to hear Winter and Fall from this piece.
Excellent. Thank you so much again, Misha. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.